This is Bill Alford with the Hams Hog Market commentary for Monday, August 24th. Breaking news over the weekend, where Prime Minister Carney recalled Canada's CUSMA USMCA negotiating team from Washington, D.C. The move was due to last-minute changes in the agreement made by the USA that were rumored to be prompted by Howard Lutnick, Trump appointee and current Secretary of Commerce. The Prime Minister has cited issues around national sovereignty and pledged a dollar-for-dollar retaliation to the 50% tariff increase set to go into force on Canada last weekend. The Canadian retaliation will not take effect until Tuesday, September 8th. Carney's announcement effectively ends trade talks for now and represents an escalation. Impacts for Canadian hog farmers on the cash side? The fundamentals have not changed, so short-term, mid-term cash response is not expected. Generally, cash markets are expected to trend seasonally, which is to say lower, and is not unusual at this time of year. Now, if packers attempt to get ahead of any market disruptions and pull product forward, cash may see some counter-seasonal strength, but that entirely depends on packer behavior. And as for futures, producers should expect volatility as traders reposition themselves. The problem is futures are not affected by any one single issue, and portfolio diversification among institutional investors will further muddy the waters. For now, we're expecting currency volatility and for external markets to behave in unconventional ways. If that filters into lean hog futures, Canadian producers could be facing some wild value changes in the coming days and weeks. Ironically, if management determines to take profits before things become too uncertain, it could prompt them to liquidate some of their near-record short positions, which would raise or support futures in the near term. If that happens, it could be a hedging opportunity for producers.